and you are listening to the Artisan Soul Session. Today we have Jovan Bolden. Let's enjoy an amazing show. Welcome everybody. Good morning. We're glad that you're here. This is going to be a great time that we have. And I want to say this. First of all, I just want to say how honored I feel to be able to talk to you this morning. I'm a big fan of yours and what you do. So I'm truly thankful that you're here.
Thank you so much. And it goes both ways. You are absolutely one of my favorites. You're such an amazing artist. And I just love the way you bring people into your community. And you really just create creativity and artistry really just an important part of our lives. And I really, really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. All right. So I want to go straight to the conversation and I want to make sure that our listeners are getting the best what they can to build the bridge for their book, for their calling. A lot of people have been, you know, called to write. A lot of people feel the necessity to write a book, to have that done for them. With that being said, in your coach, because I know you're a coach in this topic, you are expert. In this coach experience, what is the most critical initial decision that a writer needs to take before they get into their book? Like, how do we start? Like, do we start with the end in mind? How do we start?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And, you know, in my experience, so I work definitely you know, that came by way of me first being an acquisitions editor, being a developmental editor, a copy editor for publishers. And then, and now I also work as a literary agent. And so I've worked on hundreds. I don't want to say thousands. I want to just say hundreds for right now. It's been a little over 20 years since I've been doing this. And each experience with a writer is different, believe it or not. I think there are best practices that we can look at, and it's great to have a map. It's great to also go through this with someone that you've, you know, that's done it before. But each experience is different, and, you know, writing a book is not easy. It is time consuming. It is emotionally involving. It is spiritually involving, and it does take quite a bit of work and research, all of those things. So I think the critical initial decision a writer needs to make before diving into a book is discerning whether this is the season and the time in their lives that they can take the time to do what they need to do to write the best book they can. I think sometimes we get into, you know, just following what we hear. Maybe somebody else says, oh, you should write a book, or it's, oh man, oh, that should be in a book. But really, you do want to take some time to really discern, is this my season to write a book? And will I have the time needed to put into writing a book?
Oh, that's fantastic. Because there are seasons for everything, right? It might be the season to tell the story yet, right? Maybe the story is not ready to be told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and our lives are not always in the right place. I think what is great is that we can say, you know, I should write a book. And I think you could do some pre-work. You could put some, you know, begin to write some things as they come to your heart and mind, begin to do some research if that's what you feel. But you do want to make sure that your life is in a place that you can, where you have the bandwidth for it.
Right. What can you share insights, like, how do you structure a book before, like, for the people that, let's say this is their season, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say, like, it's Jamie's season, she's writing now, this is her calling. So what would be, like, how would you, as a coach and expert, how do you tell people to structure a book? Like, how do you actually, the writing process?
You know, as far that's a very important part of the process, of course. You want to actually begin to think about a few key things as you're starting. If this is your season and you're ready to write your book, you need to be thinking about, you know, who is my audience and what do I want them to know? How do I want to support them? How do I want to help them? What do they need to know to get to the place where they want to be? And you have to know your audience for that, you know. So you'll be, you know, outlining and structuring your book before you actually start writing is an important part of the process in making sure that that book will reach the people it needs to reach, making sure that the target reader is going to feel like, okay, I came for this and I got it. Some writers, you know, begin writing first. You know, they have to kind of say, okay, I need to, and this is what I call pre-writing. It's a free writing. It's sort of like brainstorming a little bit. It's a little bit of mind mapping. You're going to be writing out some ideas, and sometimes you have to write a little bit before you even get to what the main point and the specific targeted topic is. You may have to kind of get, for me, when I'm writing, and I think other writers and even creative people would understand this, sometimes you have to start a piece before you even figure out where you want to go. Like if you have a canvas in front of you and you're like, okay, I feel like I want to create something today, but you may not even know what it is that you may start with a few strokes and a few lines and you start to feel it out. And as you're moving and as you're creating, it's the picture starts to get clearer. And so that's a similar thing with the writing process. Sometimes you may start writing first, but outlining and structuring is going to make sure, especially if you're doing it well, it's going to make sure that you're saying all that needs to be said and not more than that and not less than that. Sometimes we can overwrite or underwrite just because we have not put in an outline or a structure together. And like I said, that may not be the first thing you do, but it's something that definitely needs to happen in the process. And again, that's why it's great to work with someone who's done this process before. Mm-hmm. They can kind of feel you out, you know, and say, right. Oh, you know, I think you probably need to just get to know what you think. You know, I was going to say this earlier, but I write sometimes just to figure out what I even think. Sometimes I don't even know what I think until I've written. and you know, so that's kind of like what the pre-writing process is. And sometimes you're working through the emotions or you're working through some questions that you have about the topic that you want to write. And your pre-writing process before you start to even get to the book is where you can start to say, this is the angle that I want to take. This is the passion that I have for this. This is why I'm upset about this. This is why I want to see people, you know, grow in this area. You know, your whys and all of that start to come clear. And that can also give you motivation to stick to the writing process to the end.
Oh, that's great. I just want to share this. You have said something to me a few years ago about something about my children's book that you told me that literally changed my life and was basically like a little bit of guidance in how to do a specific thing. And it was right on point because only when I did many times repetitive something that I was able to find out, okay, this is what I want to do. Otherwise, I was just lost. So I just want to say that your coaching was so good and it has impacted my life. So what is your approach in assisting these people like to finding a writing routine or like a schedule? Because listen, if we get people like Lizia, she's my friend. I know she has like, she homeschooled, she has three kids, she has a family. How do the people that has so much to do find a way to pursue their dream of writing a book?
Yeah, that, you know, that is such a good question. And that is definitely one of the most frequently asked questions. Because yeah, you know, we kind of named some things already: discerning your season, you know, making some decisions about your target audience, you know, deciding what exactly you want to write. And you know, you're checking those boxes. You're like, yeah, it's my season. You know, yes, I should be writing. I know who I want to write to. I know what I want to say. You know, now it's time to start putting pen to paper. And, you know, I would, first of all, people have help, right? And so I'm thinking about years and years ago, writing was mostly done by men and by white men, particularly. Mm-hmm. But if you look at their stories, you'll find that they had help. Like mm-hmm. somebody was doing their laundry, right? Somebody was, you know, getting mm-hmm. their meals, and they would write for hours a day, right? Mm. They're putting out tons of great work. I mean, some of the classics, some of the things that we're reading, you know, even in our English classes in high school and all of that now come from people who were writing extensively, who lived, you know, basically lives as writers, but they had help. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's one thing to consider. Who will be there to assist me and support me while I'm writing? Is there someone, you know, who can maybe watch my kids for a couple of hours a day? You know, do I need to, you know, so I'll start with, so help is one thing. The other probably equally and maybe more important thing is determining times that I can dedicate to writing. Read biographies of writers and get to see how they have become who they are. One of the things I found was amazing, especially with thinking of Toni Morrison and Maya Angelou, they both have documentaries out there. But they write in the morning, and a lot of people feel like their most productive time is before lunch, before mm-hmm. noon. You know, they're after that, they, you know, good luck getting a good answer from me, right? Good luck getting mm-hmm. anything productive from me. But before that, they would write earlier in the morning, and they would make that their first pursuit, and get those words on the page during that time. And for each of us, there may be a different cycle, but I would encourage you to look for that most productive time. And again, we are cyclical individuals. God created us as individuals who follow a cycle of energy, of rest, of work mm-hmm. and rest, and creativity and rest. And so it's important to know what those are for you. Try out a few things. You know, mm-hmm. you may experiment with the morning and be like, okay, I am not a morning person, you know, and maybe your best times are between 10 and 12 in the evening mm-hmm. or 8 and 10, you know, whatever that looks like for you. But also I want to encourage you not to take away from the rest that you need as well, because you need your brain needs to be sharp and your mind and emotions and heart ready to put those words on a page.
Oh, that's so good. And I seen firsthand with Jamie, it's a friend that I have that she writes, and she's so great. She's in the room right now, and she's so great about like, okay, I'll talk to you soon, because right now I am about to go to my writing time. She really
protect your creative mm-hmm. time. Absolutely. Put it on your calendar, put it on your planner. You know, this is what I'm doing during this time, and that is it. I also do something called writing sprints, and it follows what I think some of us may know this from productivity things, but there's a method called the Pomodoro method mm-hmm. where you work 25 minutes solid mm-hmm. and take a 5-minute break, and you do that for 4 or 5 times, and then at your last cycle, you take a full 20-30 minute break. Mm. And that can look like you could work for 50 minutes and take a 10 minute break. Whatever that looks like for you, that's fine. But those writing sprints are a great way to cultivate a flow, because once you get in the flow, you also don't want to stop. So mm-hmm. sometimes saying, I will sit myself in this seat, butt in chair, and get these words on the page for the first 25 minutes. And then I'll take a break, and you go at it like that without any interruptions. It must be uninterrupted time, and absolutely protect that time.
Woo, woo, woo. That is for today's, like, even with the phone, like, ring, 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 ring. It's a challenge, right?
It is. Yeah. Turn off your notifications, though.
Well, that was a great theme.
Yeah, that's tough, right. But we got to do it if we want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So can you share, Jovan, with us some success stories from writers that you have coached? You know, like, highlighted a little bit of like their transformation and where did they got from one place to the next place.
Oh man. there's so many levels of success too. And success looks different for everybody. And I want to encourage that. You know, I could share things from, you know, we started, you know, with one client, we started with one goal in mind. They felt like they knew what they wanted to write. We began working in that way. And, you know, it was hard going a little bit, but it, you know, what isn't that's worth it? And so we were just working, and then all of a sudden through that process, we realized, oh, you should be writing a whole different book. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's what I mean about going, just engaging with the process. And from that point, once we realized that it was a different book that the client needed to be writing, things just began to flow and fall into place. Mm-hmm. And so that's one transformation that's really great and really exciting. Another one is I had a client join me for one reason. They started off with me with one purpose in mind. They wanted to get coaching, and they felt like they needed so much help writing their book. And during some of my first conversations with them, they were telling me about all of the books they had written, and they wanted to focus on one particular book. But then I heard a title and a concept of a book that they weren't wanting to begin writing on. And I said, actually, that's your book. And so we just made a pivot, and that person has gone on to get a traditional publishing deal. Their book is an outstanding book, and, you know, they've completed it. They're published, you know, and just have written an outstanding resource for people. And I mean, I could go on to share, you know, other clients who have published successfully as independent publishing, independent published authors, which is wonderful. I think, you know, when you can do that well, I think that you should. You don't have to wait for somebody to approve you. You don't have to wait for, you know, to match somebody else's standards or expectations. Mm-hmm. You can do some things yourself. So I have quite a few clients who I've listed their books on our Embolden Media Group website, who we have helped to publish independently. We worked through the whole process. And then and come out with a wonderfully self-published book. Another client came to us and thought that she wanted to get writing coaching. And I'm giving different examples here because it's important.
Yeah.
She came to us thinking that she wanted to write a book, and I need coaching, and it's just so hard. I want to do this. And then so this is our first conversation, our discovery call. And she said, and so we just kept talking. She said, you know what? I think I don't want to write my book.
Wow.
I think I want somebody else to write my
book. Oh my goodness.
I want to be the expert, and I want to, I know where my skills and, you know, my strengths are. I want to hire a collaborative writer.
Wow, and that's a big transformation.
It is. I think sometimes, even as, like, if you're a subject matter expert or some other kind of professional, you may not realize that, you know, you can get help with writing your book. You don't have to be the one to write it. So, and that's a very viable position, a very viable service that people provide to help you write your book if you're not the one to write it. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's knowing where your strengths are and capitalizing on them.
That's amazing.
So those are just a few examples.
And Javon, right now in our chat, Allie Johnson, she's asking, what does this mean by getting a published deal? She doesn't understand the term.
Oh, publishing deal. So getting a publishing deal means that a traditional publisher has agreed and partnered with you to publish your book. So you may have pitched a book to them, or you may have if you have a literary agent, they may have pitched the book to the publisher. The publisher says, yes, we'd love to publish it. And they offer a certain certain terms, which include things like royalties and advance.
It's a big deal, don't you agree? Like, if you get a you know, a published deal is like, ooh.
Yeah. It's a big deal. It is a big deal. It's a lot of work. And the reason why I say it sort of hesitantly is because I see it from both sides. I do help people get traditional publishing deals. That's what that is. It's called a traditional publishing deal. And that involves an advance and royalties. That is a big deal, but it's also a lot of work. And there's a lot of expectations with that. And it's a lot of criteria to being accepted at that level.
Yeah.
But I also see people publish well independently. So I think there's great things to both sides.
That's amazing. And because we have to finish here pretty soon, I wanted to just jump in, you know, to like, what is the approach that you have by helping writers? Like, how is your coaching process works today, like in this season?
Yeah. So people can, you know, reach out and get coaching through emboldenmediagroup.com/writing-coaching. And there are a few options there. So you could come through that way and get writing coaching. So you could do one appointment at a time, or you could book a series of appointments where I will help you for the long term. So sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, I just need somebody to help tell me if I'm on the right path. You know, am I doing the right thing? Am I thinking right? What are my options even for publishing? Like some of the questions that have been asked already, I can look at your work in, individually and give you some customized advice. Wow. I can give you some customized direction. I can tell you where you need to go next, what you need to be thinking of. Mm-hmm. I can even help you develop a writing routine if that's what you need. And help you even determine if this is the right season. Is this the right topic? Is my audience on target? Mm-hmm. You know, all of that. So that can happen, you know, through just regular writing coaching. You could schedule an appointment with me, like I said, through emboldenmediagroup.com/writing-coaching. And it could be just a one-off appointment, or you can schedule a series of appointments through one of our bundles where you think you may want me to, you know, come alongside you for the full writing process of your book, or at least a few appointments until you feel like I got it from here. And that happens often. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. You know, people will work with me for a few months and feel like I got it from here. And I'm so glad when that happens.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so that's basically it.
So I got your beautiful newsletter, which I love receiving, and I open and I read it and I love looking at. And in your newsletter that I received this week, which it was got me so excited, it was talking about 12-week mentorship course.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Okay. So next week, we start our first week of Write Your Book 12-week author mentorship course. And that is where I'm working with a small group of writers, and we are honing in on what it is to write a great book. So we are taking it from naming your target reader. We're starting with narrowing down your topic. We're talking about things like how to make money from your book, how to market your book, how to do research for your book, how to keep people reading from chapter to chapter, how to engage people with your writing. So making it exciting for people to read what you're writing. And so all kinds of tips and advice in those, you know, in that area. And even we're talking about media law, even things like if you want to tell your own story, because everybody's not writing their own story. This is a nonfiction cohort, but everyone is not writing like a memoir or their own story. So, but we're still talking about how to properly cite your sources, how to avoid plagiarism, how to avoid copyright infringement, how to also avoid things like libel. You know, and making sure that you're covering your bases when it comes to talking about other people and brands.
So people can go to this course, even if they are already like if they already know what they want to do or if they're thinking about doing. So basically it's for all levels of book writing.
I would say that if you have written books successfully before, like if you've already traditionally published or something like that, you may feel like you may not need this course. Okay. However, if you have never, you're new to publishing, you don't understand writing, and you may have even written a book without really understanding the details for writing a great right. book, this is the course for you for sure. Okay. Yeah,
that's
this
amazing. Is... Mm-hmm. That's incredible. By the way, I have to say this because colors is a big deal. I love your brand colors. It's just beautiful. I just want to say that. Now, I want to tell Stephanie sending us a question, and I'll say, Stephanie, our next show that hopefully we get to bring Jovan back here with us, with all our creators and artists and makers and the people that are making and shaking and making things happen. I would like to officially invite Jovan to come back and we'll answer your question, okay? We'll answer that question back to you, or I can send you that question and Jovan can answer you back on her Instagram message because we run out of time right now. But we are so grateful, and I am so grateful for everyone that show up, my friends, my supporters, for everyone that have show up here to hear this amazing woman. And Jovan, I'm so grateful for your life, for being here, and for just sharing your expertise with the dreamers that we have in the room.
Oh, absolutely. It has been my pleasure. So please go, and you can actually just go to JovanBolden.com. You'll see the course there on the front page. But I would love to have you in class if you feel like this is something that could really boost your writing life.
That's amazing. And I'm putting right now on the show notes, I'm pasting right now the link for anyone that, hold on here. I'm pasting the link. Hold on. I'm going to type it up so it's easy access. I'm typing right now so everybody can access to your website. So I think I got it right here. There you go, you guys. Jovan, thank you again. Have a beautiful day. I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you soon. And hopefully see you again here.
Yes. Thank you so much, Rebecca. Everybody, take care. Thank you, guys. All right. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye. You guys have a great day, you guys. Bye now.
I hope you enjoyed this show and continue to give you tools to do this creative career the best. So I will be live every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern time and every Thursday at 10 a.m. morning with me every Thursday. So make sure that you put in your calendar and I'll meet you live. See you soon.